Hey family, here's another podcast from the 98.5 Breakfast Show with Kirsty and Dan.
Oh, that's us, isn't it?
Yeah.
Lee, touch wood, it's Friday feels. The freeways are travelling pretty well in and out of the CBD. No major delays at all, even on Graham Farmer Freeway. Look, if anything, just some traffic signals flashing yellow. Alexander Drive, Nangara Road intersection in Lansdale. Please slow down and give way to your right. And that is the latest from Main Roads.
It's Newsly time. It's Newsly time. Everybody get up. It's Newsly time.
I've got a local story, if you want to kick off with that.
Oh,
I'm just going to ignore that little song that Dan made up.
Yeah, okay.
You guys remember a little while ago, two Perth schools decided they weren't going to do Grease, the musical?
What? I don't remember this story.
Scotch College and PLC, they put on a musical together.
It was inappropriate.
Year 7 to 10s, and they were going to do Grease, and then the students decided that's inappropriate, and fair enough. They said, yeah, whatever, we won't do that. They're going to do Charlie and the Chocolate Factory instead, is their new decision.
Yeah. Excellent.
Children getting murdered in a factory. Much more safe.
Getting murdered? I don't think. Mm. I don't know.
Counterpoint.
I think you just shouldn't do Grease because it's kind of trash.
Really?
Grease is not a good musical.
Oh, what?
No. I will have you know that I myself have been in Grease the musical.
That's
producer
why it's
Leon.
Not good. No, I'm going to stand by this.
I
you
played
can come at me
Sunny.
All you want. Get on the phone and
of
call up and abuse me if you want.
Of course you played Sonny. Of
Grease
course you
is
played
bad.
As a musical.
A musical. Not, it's just ignoring even like their reason for not doing it, which is pretty valid, I think. Just the themes are a bit off.
It is inappropriate.
It is pretty inappropriate.
You don't realize that until you watch it back and you go, oh wow.
Even without that, it's just not very good.
It's just
they fly away at the end into space in a car.
I know.
What is going on?
I know.
It's not good.
No,
it's bad. The theory about that is that, in fact, they are both, in fact, deceased at that point.
Yeah. I don't get that. I don't understand. It's bad. That's a bit strange. I think they just thought that they were playing with new computer tricks and they went, oh, we've got to add this into the movie because this is just
coming.
It's
very
cool.
Quote me all you like. Grease is bad.
Any local amateur productions of Grease, producer Leon will not be in it.
Sorry, do something else.
All right. Do we want to go next, Kirsty?
Sure. A cat owner has been left $80 out of pocket after rushing his pet to the vets when she started acting out of character, only to find out that she was just sick of him.
Cats.
So he said his cat was starting, like, he's got this 9-month-old kitten, started acting rather strange. Mm. Even started peeing inside and scratching on the front door, like just acting really weird. He was really worried about it, so he took it to the emergency appointment, spent a lot of money, thought he might have an infection or something, only to find out that the person said, well, the reason why she's acting this way is because you've been home a bit, and she just doesn't want you around. She just wants her own space. Just leave her alone. Stop trying to cuddle her
harsh
all the time.
On her vibe, man.
So
every single story you hear about cats reinforces my hatred of them.
No,
just
don't
like
say
you.
Hatred. Hatred's a strong word. My dislike.
Just like you.
He spent 50
just
quid.
Just like Leon in Grease. Yeah.
He spent 50 quid on the emergency appointment, plus another 30 quid on gadgets and diffusers to try and calm his kitten.
Okay, well that 30 quid is on him.
Anyway.
Moral of the story is cats are not generally affectionate, and if you hang around too much, they will.
We've annoyed Grease fans. We've annoyed cat fans. Dan, what you got? Who are you annoying next?
Bearded dragon fans.
Bearded dragon.
I also have a story. I know the bearded dragons. I also have a story, Kirsty, that takes us to the vet.
Yes.
A vet in Massachusetts has had to perform an emergency surgery on a bearded dragon, who got his head stuck in his SpongeBob pineapple under the sea thing in his like terrarium. Yeah. So literally the little fella has come into the vet in a shoebox and his head is the pineapple under the sea.
Poor little thing.
Very
yeah,
funny,
everything worked out fine. There you go. You can see they cracked open the old pineapple.
Him. Nice. Oh, what a
and
cutie.
He's fine.
Excellent.
He's all good now, guys. Aim of the story is don't put your head in a toy.
Okay. Excellent. Great Newsly, guys. Well, there you have it, family. Another Breakfast Show podcast. If you loved it, you can always check out the 98.5 website, 98five.com.
Or you can even just tune in live.